Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, God, are you there? Young, it's me, one person from the Airbuds podcast. I was just wondering if you subscribed or liked or left any comments. God, my name is Jamel Johnson, by the way.
And I'm God.
My good friend God.
Jamel.
As I always suspected, shirtless in a Knicks hat.
It's me. Do you want to hear about why I didn't think there was a foul last night with Dante DiVincenzo? Let me tell you about it.
What now? So what? There was an inbound, and then Dante DiVincenzo put his finger in someone's butthole?
Yep. What's the anal version of a wet willy? A wet tushy?
That's a warm William.
All right, thanks for coming to the Airbuds podcast. We will see you later.
At some point down the road. If you like the show, subscribe to the show. Get on the Patreon. We have one. It's active occasionally. Actually, it's very active, I'd say, honestly.
You just made a video.
Does that video work?
I haven't checked yet, man. I just saw it. Yeah, exactly. I saw it go on the text chain.
I couldn't really see Benner's if it here. Worked or...
You're right. You did business. We should say Benner's not here. He's not skipping out on us. His internet is down.
Yeah, he's watching us off camera.
You know what that means? He likes to watch. Join our Patreon, please. We need you to join our Patreon. You get to be on the best Discord about basketball in the whole wide world. You can leave a review because that's really important. Do not make fun of Mike on it. Do not make fun of Mike. Don't make fun of Mike.
Please don't. Don't. Swear to God, bro.
We talked about the NBA.
Speaking of the NBA, I once again, let me tell you something, Peter. I'm done with ESPN Fantasy. I'm not using the ESPN Fantasy app anymore after this year.
Yeah. Why were you using it? I feel like that's a football-only situation.
What do you mean, why am I using it? Because some guy who saw me say basketball out loud thought it'd be a good idea to take $50 from me and put me in his goddamn fantasy basketball league. That's why, Peter.
How many basketball fantasy leagues are you in, Jamel?
I'm in five, Peter.
Five?
Yeah.
And you update all of them daily?
Listen, I attempt to. I forgot to change my lineups on ESPN Fantasy today. I tried to do it as we're starting the show. The Timberwolves tip off at 5 o'clock. I've made the change at 4:59 going into 5, and they wouldn't let me. I couldn't play Anthony Edwards because it was 5 o'clock.
Well, you know, a bet's a bet, Jamel. You gotta, if it's 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock.
I'm done with this app, bro. Why? How? ESPN has the power of Disney. Michael Eisner's fucking ghost is powering so many servers for this stupid company. And you mean to tell me you guys can't figure out? He might be alive. I'm actually not sure, Peter. The point is, how the fuck can you guys not do auto lineups? How is there not an auto lineup on ESPN Fantasy?
Michael Eisner's 81 years old.
It's called a fantasy, Peter. The fantasy is I hit a button and I win all of these acquaintances, all of these basketball acquaintances I've acquired. I win their $50 because I hit the button.
Michael Eisner's wife has the wealthiest last name I've ever heard of in my entire life. Mm. Ready for this?
Rothschild and Wilder?
Pretty close. Ooh. Jane okay. Breckenridge.
The original, the OG. Sounds like she was in Caddyshack too.
She's all right. You need to do some fun to think about her. I don't know, man. I don't really have any sympathy. You should get out of three of your fantasy leagues.
This
if
is
I had to tell you to get rid of three of your fantasy leagues right now. Do you know which ones they are? I know one
yep.
of them.
Yep. We're in one of them. I'm out. I'm out of that league. I'm out of these two ESPN fantasy leagues as well. Because what the hell? I already told the, I told one group of guys, I'm selling the team. I'm selling these teams.
Are they dynasties?
Yeah. I'm selling.
I don't know.
$5.
That's a good idea. That's pretty good. If you can get it.
$5. That's what these teams are worth. And they're all for sale for $5.
Yeah, all right. I mean, you should not do that anymore. That seems like how often are you playing? Probably every single night you're playing somebody for and against you in a fantasy matchup.
You know what it is? I've done a really good job. You'd be surprised how few people are interested in the Wizards starters. So
yeah.
I'm kind of, you know what I mean? I got a heavy diet of Tyus Jones across the board.
Well, I was about to say, Tyus Jones is a sneaky good play.
Of course.
Gafford, too. Everybody knew Gafford was.
Listen, I got on the Gafford train as early as I could, and now it's worth more.
Smart.
Things are going okay. I have a chance at winning two of these leagues. Three of these leagues, I'm in the toilet. One of the leagues, I was invited by a man who has since passed on.
Whoa.
Now, I've been debating because I need to be in less leagues, but I was invited by a man who is no longer with us. And the league
was
is continuing.
Was that person the commissioner of the league?
Yes.
Did someone have to reach out to?
Yeah, they had to call Yahoo and be like, hey, his estate says it's okay. It got real.
Did you have to show like a death certificate?
Nah,
or were they just like, it's fantasy, like you do whatever?
Yeah, I think they just was like, you do whatever. If Yahoo asked for my death certificate, I'm coming back to life and I'm killing them niggas straight up.
Oh, man.
So I'll probably end up keeping that league. But then the other category league I'm in, out. I'm out. Oh, I can't wait to quit.
Do you have to stay in that league out of any kind of respect or homage to that person?
Well, that's the reason to stay, is because I was personally invited by this man. It wasn't like we need a body. Like, he, like, really, like, well, he personally was like, we need a body.
That's sad. Did you guys read the review, by the way, that specifically said that I sucked?
Nah, there's a bunch of those.
Oh man, there's so many.
Yeah, who cares, man? Yes,
I love it. Peter sucks. Listen, everybody more reviews knows. That I suck. Stay away from Benner. You can tell me I suck as much as you want.
Here's why you suck today, Peter. Because you've been wearing this Knicks hat for 3 weeks straight. You love the Cavs more than anything in this world,
and sure
you've been
do.
And you've been showering in a Knicks hat. Now you might think, oh, Jamel is he's calling the pot kettle, and he's black.
This black man's calling the pot a kettle.
But I actually have some. There are certain lines I don't cross in my gear, and I actually don't. I don't know the last time I've worn any Knicks gear, and I do not wear Southeastern. I do not wear Southeastern Division gear.
Okay, that's fair. Let me tell you about this hat. Recently worked with the New York Knickerbockers on a project.
All right.
And this hat was sitting there, brought in for the project, and it's fucking clean. It's not only that, it's got a little bit of like that kind of baseball raise to it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's their break. They brought that back. They brought that back. They got that new, that's a new thing.
I also, you know, I think a lot about this with my kids. It's my relationship to the Cleveland sports teams.
Ew, you be thinking about your kids?
To my family, my dad, my brother, my extended family. But who am I to deprive my kids of wanting to like the Knicks or the Mets or the Rangers or the Jets or the Giants if they live there, you know? And if they're super into the Knicks, what am I going to be like? You fucking suck, son.
So you're
Fuck
trying
you
to
and
get
your team.
So you're trying to get your kid to be a Knicks fan so he could just like make fun of you when he gets older?
Well, no. I'm not going to let him be a Nets fan. That seems wrong.
What do you mean? That's most value. The value is there. You buy low, sell high.
I could just buy the Knicks stock anyways. What's the difference? You've been to the Nets game. The vibe is atrocious. It makes the fucking Clippers look like the Lakers.
But that's soon enough, they'll figure out how to make their logo cool, and everybody's going to realize that Nets are the bets.
We do have unconfirmed buds news that it does seem like Donovan Mitchell is trending towards wearing a Brooklyn Nets jersey in the coming years.
You now have a smile on your face.
Well, that's just my face. I just have a resting smile face.
Fair enough. But I don't.
And when I get fat, like my cheeks just kind of like stick me in a smile, you know?
True. Before we get to the rumor mill, I'd like to go back to the Clipper thing. Everybody has an opinion on it. What did you think of the new logo? What do you think, Peter?
I don't know, Jamel. What did you think? It's your city.
I think that the jerseys look clean. They look simple and clean. And the logo looked a little too busy. It looked like they were trying to make it like simply busy. It's a ship that's a basketball. It's like, all right, you know, I see you. And honestly, the only problem I have with it is that they also made it a compass. Like, look, it can't be a ship and a basketball and a compass and the letter C. Just like, only do a couple of those. And the only thing that they really needed to get rid of was the compass part.
Okay. Here's the thing. I can't believe this just proves to me that they should have rebranded the team fully. Because the fact that like you paid some advertising agency or some creative agency millions of dollars and they told you, you know what we got to lean back into for this rebrand? Boats.
The boat. The goddamn boat.
That is terrible advice. Someone is going to join a country club solely on the amount of money you gave them. And they were like, you know what you need to put in here? A yacht. Because it's not even a boat. It looks like a rich person boat. And the, it's not listen, a vote of the people.
And the reason why it looks like that is because it's the compass aspect that they have added is distracting you from the fact that it is a Clipper ship coming directly at you that is also shaped like a basketball. But it's a straight-on shot of a Clipper ship coming directly at you. The points on the side make it look like a fucking yacht because these fools made this shit too busy. The logo is the only problem. Everything else about it looks great. Kawhi had a sweater on that looked dope. It just said L.A. with the script. It looked but amazing.
If you just stuck with your logo is Los Angeles and you happen to be named the Clippers, that is the cleanest version of it. Like the Clippers are this is the secondary thing. Everyone is there. The same thing with the Brooklyn Nets. If you could just be called the Brooklyns, then everyone would be like, great,
they
I'm in.
They should have just had it been a guy editing in his basement. The logo should be a guy on Adobe Premiere Suite making clips. It should be a guy accepting a Venmo for editing work that he did for some comedian roasting a guy. That's what the logo should have been. As a dude using DaVinci Resolve.
Just a guy using Opus.ai making yeah. clips of this podcast?
Yes. A guy just...
it's just a dude in a follow-through hat wearing a hoodie on a busted-up MacBook Pro at a coffee shop.
How many people who go to Clippers games work on clips, make clips? Half the people in
half.
The building.
Yeah, half, for sure.
Half the fucking building is making clips. There's 10,000 couples accounts. There's 10,000 couples accounts. They either do dances or pretend to argue with each other. Then there's 10,000 comedians who are roasting the 10,000 hecklers who also got clips that they making because they do like FGC or some shit. They play fucking Apex Legends or some shit.
If you go to Lakers games, you pay someone to make clips. And if you go to Clippers games, you're the one making the clips.
You're in the clips?
Yeah, you are the clips. No, if you're in Lakers games, you're in the clips. If you're going to Clippers games, you're making the clips.
Oh, I see. You are the one. You are being paid by the people going to the Laker games.
Yes, yes. The Laker
and you
people,
are taking your...
it's there. It's clips of them that they're paying for that are being made by the Clipper people. Honestly, I don't know why we don't call people who make clips Clippers.
We're about to now.
Dude, I'm going to put an advertisement out on LinkedIn for
I need a Clipper,
like, yo,
man.
Looking for you to snip me some clips.
This
Let's
is what
go.
I do. This is what we need. We need a Clipper, man. We need Dominique. We need old Dominique Wilkins. We need a young Ron Harper. We need Clippers.
I don't care. I don't know. I mean, it's so interesting because their arena opens up this year, right?
Next season.
So the start of the 24 season, they're in there.
I believe. And then the year after that, they have the All-Star game.
What's it going to take for you to go to a Clipper game?
Not much.
Because for you personally, you're in?
I'm in.
Do you think they're going to be as or more expensive than Laker tickets?
I hope they're still somehow cheaper, but I'm guessing they're going to be the same cost.
They got to be cheaper still, right?
It would be amazing if they were still cheaper, but I thought that them moving would be their excuse to make the tickets Laker priced.
I think the hope is that they get, this is the same thing with the NFL, is like you're getting access to all the people down in the OC who love January 6th, but also love to ball.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And all
maybe
the
that's what
you're
going
like,
for with the boat stuff, you know?
Yeah, they're over by the water. They're trying to get into Long Beach.
Yeah. The Huntington Beach Clippy Clips.
Yeah, they trying to get the other way, man. I saw a kid on the beach in Malibu in a Keenan Allen Los Angeles Chargers t-shirt. And I know that's the wrong sport, but I'm saying that.
No, have you ever seen another Chargers thing in the wild?
This is what I'm saying to you, bro. This is what I'm saying to you. There's room. People went with the SoFi thing, bro. They're down there. Plus, what I realized is you can tailgate for the games now. A Clippers game is going to be a completely different experience.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's an all-day event. You drive down, you get drunk in the parking lot, you go to the game. That's what
part
I'm saying.
Of the perk of what Clippers games were, dare I say, back in our day, when I was your neighbor, was you could get done with work, grab a bite to eat, we could smoke some weed, and then catch a 12-minute Uber at 7 o'clock and be sitting in our seat by 7:30 for tip-off. That was the whole point.
Yeah, but that's different. Now they're on they're trying to make it like a real sporting event as opposed to just something that a bunch of fuckhead writers do after they get off work.
Hope you had fun on This Is Us. Better go catch that Clippers game.
See what I'm saying? Like, nah, now it's like, hey, actually, I can't even go because I got This Is Us. I only go to the Clippers game when I can spend 8 hours of my life and $193.
I think the tickets are going to be cheaper.
Which would be so sick. Because then I'll get a new jersey. Give me a new jersey. The jerseys look good. The problem that I have with the jerseys is that Nike is still making them. The new Nike cut of jerseys is incorrect and wrong. And they're trying to make
it
so.
What is up with Nike fucking up all these jerseys? The baseball stuff is everyone can see your business. They're see-through pants. Do you hear about this?
Oh, you can see the stock. They're making everything cheaper, man. It's not this is Nike's fault. This is not the sport's fault. I can't wait until Adidas is making the gear again. Adidas basketball is number one. As of All-Star Weekend, Adidas basketball got it.
Speaking of Adidas, I'm pretty sure Adidas does the new MLS jerseys.
Yes, they make everything. That. They make the whole league. They've been making the Adidas. They've been making the MLS gear for the past like fucking 10 years, bro.
Dude, the new kits in MLS are there's some fucking nice ass ones. There's some pretty nasty ones too. But
no, there's some heat. There's some heat amongst them. Tune into who? What show? What's your big MLS show, my boy?
Offside with Taylor Twellman.
I listened to the fucking MLS season preview.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they was dead ass wrong about DC United. They did a good ass job saying a bunch of crap. We went out there and fucking beat New England's ass. Shut up.
We got a video coming up about Benteke tomorrow on the YouTube, on the MLS YouTube.
So they were like, what's Benteke? Who can he score? And he scored twice, but I will admit that they were like they were goals because he's big as shit. They were not goals because he's like skilled at soccer.
Well, that is helpful to be big as shit.
He's just big as shit, and apparently that works.
MLS is wild. Not for this podcast.
Different pod. All right. That's where I'm at. Clippers, the only thing they missed was the logo. Everything else, moi.
I just want to say you challenged me to go as long as we could without talking about the Cavs, and we are in minute 22 right now.
Which is really good, bro. Honestly, I got to hand it to you, dog, because there was even two opportunities for you to veer off, And I, you know, yeah, one of those times I made you drive past it, but then one time you didn't even bring them up.
Who is the team as of this recording, Tuesday, February 27th, in the West that you think could be in the finals not named? If you're picking one team, not named the Denver Nuggets from the West, who are you going with? You going with the Boat Boys?
Yeah. I'm still boat captain, despite everybody under 20. Everybody under the age of 23 believes that Paul George is the best basketball player. And that is dumb. I thought
that's just
about
from like one Gatorade commercial.
No, that's from that's from Kian Anthony. So Carmelo's kid just said it, and who else? Brandon Miller said it in his draft interview. And so
because he played a couple good games against LeBron, and those guys were like eight.
Yeah, but it's because the way he plays looks the coolest. And he has the most intact hairline, but truthfully, the argument is he can do everything, but so can Nikola Jokic. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're judging Paul George from the stance that he can do everything, there's also like 5 to 12 other dudes who can do everything. It's just that they think he looks the coolest. Which makes you the best now.
I mean, listen, if you look cool at doing anything, then good for you.
Yeah, hey, I would take the Clips. I saw the Clips beat the Thunder. Clips Thunder is the series that I want to watch because it will go to eight. It will go to at least eight. But I think the Clippers can win it as long as Kawhi Leonard doesn't tear his ACL or his meniscus.
I think you're right. I think it's got to be the Clippers. I really want to say OKC. I really, really, really want to say OKC.
They don't got nothing for Zubac, for real. Once you turn it into a half-court game, Zubac is actually better than Chet Holmgren.
I mean, the way OKC plays when they're rolling, it feels like the most of the time, five out, next evolution of the Warriors ball. But minus you have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander just kind of like doing his best impression of being in like a 1986 NBA All-Star game where he's just like crushing you with 13 footers all over the place and backing you down. So I really want to say OKC. But it's going to be fucking brutal, man. The West play-in is going to be like New Orleans.
Yeah, listen.
Golden State, Phoenix, and the Lakers.
Exactly. In order for the Thunder to even get to the Clippers, they're going to have to beat the Lakers, which will involve skullduggery. They can beat them.
Actually LeBron's real name. Skullduggery James.
They can totally beat them, but you're going to have to deal with LeBron going into Magic Johnson mode. Magic Johnson at UCLA mode. They're going to let LeBron call his own fouls in an NBA
absolutely.
Playoff series.
Absolutely.
They're going to let him call his own fouls. And foul. The Thunder are going to be foul. Like, fuck.
He's going to get both so Jay pissed. Williams to foul out. Yeah.
This is what I'm saying to you. You know exactly what I mean. And that's how also the Wolves. Listen, the top two seeds are not being done any favors because whoever comes out of them play-ins, it's going to be a war. The bottom of the West could also make the finals. I don't have a problem with saying that the Warriors can make it. I don't have a problem with saying the Lakers can make it. Well, I mean, I want some bullshit, but still, the league is full of bullshit. And then,
who do you think you get further, the Suns or the Lakers?
got to say the Suns. They're just in a little bit better position. Even though, truth be told, they're only three games apart, bro. They're separated by three games.
I somehow trust, like, Laker playoff mode more than I trust Sun playoff mode. Just because Bradley has been unavailable for this entire time. And their bench is non-existent.
Yes, I agree. God, I was so wrong about Jordan Clarkson. Jordan Goodwin.
Jordan Goodwin.
I was so wrong about Jordan Goodwin.
I was wrong about Jordan Peterson. Let's see.
One team, not the Boston Celtics. What are you going to say, Cleveland?
No way. No one trusts us. We don't even trust us. I came on here like a week and a half ago, and I was, look at us. We're coasting to the 2 seed, and then we lost to an B-list 76ers and somebody else that was fucking embarrassing. You guys.
The East is interesting because the East, it's just three teams less deep. But it's basically the same issue. 1 through 8 are really – 2 through 8 are really bunched up. The Cavs and the Pacers are only 4 games apart.
No, I mean, Cavs are still up 7 in the loss column over the Pacers, which is a lot of – that's a big difference.
Okay.
The Cavs have played 54 games, and the Pacers have played 57. So, but still, like – and the Cavs are in a brutal fucking stretch right now. They're in a stretch that's like 9 games in like 12 nights or something psychotic.
Anyway, I mean, I hear you, but see what I'm saying though? Like, I just mean that there's just 8 teams. There's no – the playing in the East, they should just cancel it this year.
But I would say the team that I'm the most afraid of outside of Boston is the fucking 8 seed right now. It would be Miami still. What has Miami not done this year that would make you think that they're still the scariest fucking team outside of Boston?
They have it set up to where Jimmy Butler doesn't even have to care. Yeah. He doesn't have to care for a while. And then they got DeLon Wright. My God, man. Watching DeLon Wright just be his best self.
I mean, they could still add a rejuvenated and healthy Scary Terry as well in the playoffs. I just think they are. I don't trust the Bucks. The Knicks are too banged up. I don't trust the Cavs. I think it's like kind of Boston or Miami. If I'm putting money on it and saying it's not going to be Boston, especially if Boston gets Miami in the first round, they did a 1-8 upset last year.
Who do you
the Bucks outside of Boston? Really, the Bucks? You're sticking with it?
Yeah. The teams that I like Celtics, Bucks, Heat.
I just don't know, man. Dame feels weird.
Doc
feels weird.
Doc sucks, but I think they all just like. They probably just know that now. They're probably just like, oh, yeah, he sucks. Let's just keep playing, I guess. Like, this is – I just think they're going to play through that. And they have a guy who also gets to call his own fouls. They have Giannis. Giannis gets to say it wasn't a foul. LeBron gets to call his own fouls. Giannis gets to be like, no.
I didn't elbow him in the chest.
No way. I was playing basketball, and I happened to touch him.
All right, who do you think could go deeper? The Warriors or the Warriors or the Wolves? And the Warriors right now. That's the 10 seed versus the 1 seed right now.
Wolves.
You think so?
I'm going to still say Wolves. They lost to LeBron last year. And I think that was like
1-8 Wolves and Warriors, and you're betting the series on the Wolves.
Yeah. Honestly, because I think it's like they're just too big, man. They're just too big. Like, yeah, Steph could hit a ton of threes in that series, but like, who's like, how do you get inside? How do you do anything but hit a three against the Wolves if they're actually?
You think criminal charges are brought against Draymond Green after what game in that series for assaulting Rudy Gobert?
And that's the other thing. Once Rudy has that one game, Rudy gonna have like a 6-block game, and then Draymond is going to try to castrate him. Draymond Green is going to try to castrate him on TV, and then once he gets kicked out, then it'll be done.
Right to the podcast machine, baby.
Straight to the podcast machine in the middle of game three, after he tried to
castrate the podcast mobile.
A Frenchman. Listen, bro, they're playing so good. And I know that the one seed isn't real. The one seed hasn't been real since the Hawks had it. Remember when the Hawks
that was it?
The one
that
seed?
Was the death of the one seed? The Budenholzer,
that was the least. The Budenholzer, Hawks.
Korver.
The Budenholzer, Hawks. They all have podcasts now. The Hawks one seed was the least real. The best thing that Jeff Teague ever did in basketball was start a podcast. Listen to me. You know what I mean.
And the podcast has been cursing them ever since. Trae Young has a podcast. Now he's out for the season, right? Almost.
Yeah, now he has a hand missing because it's hard to hold these microphones.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not easy out here on these podcasting streets, Jamel.
That's true. The internet superhighway. Fuck streets. Ben Simmons got benched. Internet. He got benched. He was playing. I didn't even know he was playing again.
I think they just sat him out of the starting lineup.
Same time they benched Poole, I guess. But they still let Poole play. He just comes off the bench now. But I did not. Ben Simmons, he should just quit.
He should quit.
He should totally quit. We've seen enough from you, Benjamin.
Just had a Twitch stream for the rest of his life, he'd probably be happier.
Bro,
just play video games on a Twitch stream.
And you know how many kids would say, so many kids would say he was the greatest basketball player ever if he quit right now. If he quit last year, everybody would have said he was the greatest basketball player ever and been on his Twitch stream, and he would be Kai Cenat. Guaranteed.
Yeah, this is really true. And he had the perfect out with his back. He's just like, my back, it's toast. I'm sorry. I'm dedicating my life to the real game now.
I was too good at basketball for
streams.
My own spine couldn't handle how good I was at basketball. And then every kid under 18 would be like, yes, he was the chosen one. Now I got to break
Paul
my back.
Of our time.
Yeah, now I have to break my back like him.
R.I.P. Ben Simmons. Watching you a couple weeks ago was the funniest thing I've seen on a basketball court in so long. It was like he was doing suicides from like sideline to sideline when they were running offense.
I've been watching you, watching me, watching Ben Simmons.
All right, well, what else, Jamel?
I mean, that's pretty much it for me, bro. We'll
is that it?
Yeah, let's just get it. We'll do a Patreon for you guys later. I do want to tell this.
You want to tell this story?
I'll save it for the Patreon because honestly.
You'll save it for Benner?
Yeah, I'll save it for Benner because I got to go. I mean, the game is still on right now. Sign up for our Patreon now if you're into Scholastic Basketball Drama.
Patreon.com/AirBudsPod. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to all of our fans out there. We love you. You're the best. Sorry I'm on the podcast this week, motherfuckers, but you're stuck with me.
Yeah, bitch.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.